Hi guys, I didn't do a podcast this week. I'm doing one now. As you know, I've been moving. I've been moving since Monday, and I'm sitting in the parking lot. I got the last of my things. I want to tell you something that's so important. I got the last of my things just maybe 15 minutes ago, and now I'm sitting at HEB. I'm going to go inside and get a pizza, a California pizza. They are the best. And, you know, add the pepperoni and things to it and the cheese. But, y'all, I had a revelation. On my way out, I felt like out of this apartment, I felt like a new beginning. This apartment here I'm leaving is the first apartment that I came to after my divorce back in May of 16-17 of last year. I moved to Houston, and I came to this apartment, and oh gosh, it was that apartment for me. I realize now was a hug. It was a healing apartment for me. But leaving that apartment, it felt so good because I'm stepping into a new beginning. I'm stepping into, you know, sometimes you don't know what's going on. And I say in this last year, I had no idea that I was healing because I'm always a happy person. So I didn't know that I was healing. I was healing from my divorce. I had no idea until now, until at this moment when I got ready to shut that door. I'm like, oh, my God. I looked around. It's like the apartment was saying goodbye. It's like the apartment was saying, give me a hug before you go. And before I knew it, I said, thank you. I was just standing there. I was like, thank you. And I could feel myself like the new beginning, feeling so happy as I closed the door. And I'm going to tell you, you all, I paused for a minute. I went back and I stood. It's almost like I was being pushed out into the world. And maybe I was scared. I don't know. But I got this feeling of, okay, fly, little birdie. Like the apartment was saying, bye. Go out and live. Go out and live. And it hit me. That apartment, without me knowing, without my knowledge, it was my healing era that I just went through. My to get better and to prepare me for this moment. That's really how I felt. And I just feel like it's a new beginning for me, you know, and I'm ready. I'm ready for all of it. I felt it, too, when I went to my new place. It's like it was different. It was like I just felt so different at my new place. I felt good. And I just felt like, oh, there's so many things, you know, that without me even knowing I was doing it. So many events I planned for myself in this next month. I was at my old apartment and I was planning all these events which take place after I left the old apartment, moving out the old apartment. And I had no idea what I was doing. And what I was doing was I was stepping into my new beginning. I have an event coming up this weekend. And I got so many great events coming up, you know, very social networking or just having fun events. I got the Derby coming up. If any of y'all going to be at the Derby, it's May the 4th in the Woodlands. It's going to be held at Butterhouse. I will be there. I got so many events coming up and just new feel good events. So what I realized leaving this place was this was the place I came to heal, and I'm healed. You know, yes, I talked about my marriage before, and to be honest, I did not feel anything when I divorced. It was, I'm the type of person, if you do me wrong, I'm done. You know, I'm done, and I don't think about you, and I have no feelings about it. I'm just done. So, and that's how I felt when I went in this apartment. And that's how I felt up until this moment. I realized, okay, Tracy, yes, you came here to heal. Yes, you were hurt by the things that happened. And I had no idea I was. But now I look back on it. Yes, I was hurt. There was a lot of betrayal in there. Not cheating or anything like that. Just getting with other people and talking about me in a bad way, I found out. I had no idea, and I found out that it was being done from the time I got to California, you know, telling lies on me so they can look good because they were doing something they weren't supposed to be doing. So what they did was to make me look bad. And so in all of this moment, it dawned on me. That hurt me, especially when this person supposed to be married to you and have your back and supposed to take up for you. And, you know, you take up for them because I always took up for him. I never let anyone say anything bad about him. So I really can't tell you that I took up for him because right away, if someone started to say something bad about him, oh, I was on him. So I realized in this moment, leaving the apartment, okay, you were hurt about the things that were said about you and the things that were said in front of the judge about you. And you know those things were not true. And he said them anyway. So I was hurt. So when I came to this apartment, I had no idea I was healing. I was healing. And oh boy. But I healed there. So as I was leaving, before I knew it, it felt like the apartment was saying, give me a hug, little birdie. Give me a hug, girl, and go out there and fly. And I felt so good leaving that apartment. I just, you know, and then the movers came on Tuesday, but I moved a lot of this stuff on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday myself. And I listened to podcasts. I keep telling y'all, go out there and listen to Chrissy Champagne. She did a whole thing on Amityville Horror House. I hope I pronounced that right, Amityville. She did part one and part two. I had no idea. Oh my God, I had no idea. So I listened to her podcast and I'm just walking. I'm just moving mechanically or robotically or whatever you call it. I'm just moving stuff here and there. And then I'm listening to the podcast. I'm enjoying it. And then boom, last night there. It's tonight. It's about 8 o'clock right now. And I get ready to leave. And then it hit me. Girl, this is where you came to heal. And now it's time for a new beginning. It's time to really welcome these people or whoever that next guy is into my life, whoever he is. It's time to welcome a lover into your life. It's time to do things. And I had no idea I was putting up a shield. And I don't know if I was or not, you know, when it came to friend girls, I'm always a little sketchy about that. But, oh God, y'all, it just felt so good leaving there. Like I said, I'm sitting in HEB and I'm getting ready to go inside and get a California pizza and sit in my new place that is so me. This place is so me. Everything about this place is so me. I could tell you this too. The places that I had in California, I think the last place was okay for me. The first apartment, that apartment was okay. And now I look back at it, the places that we did get in California, I think he was just maybe looking out for himself or whatever. They were not me. And now I realize that now because this place here is so me. It's so me. It is. And I just, oh God, last night was the first night I slept there and that felt good. It just felt good. It felt good. Lulu, she slept next to me and that's really, really strange. She always sleep with me, but she never sleep so close to me as she did last night. And I should have known then a change was taking place, but I did not feel it. I got up, moved like a robot, got up, got Lulu. We went to the new place early this morning. It took me to 8 o'clock this morning to 8 o'clock tonight to finish everything. I was determined to finish everything today. And I finished tonight. And like I said, when I got ready to go, you know, the apartment was like, okay, give me that hug, girl. Go out there and fly. And I said a prayer before I left, too. So, I thank God, that he brought me there to heal. And I had no idea. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. I'm very, very tired. I'm very, very exhausted. I think I'll probably sleep for the next 3 or 4 days. And there will be a podcast next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I will do a podcast. I'll go ahead and release this. This is my update. My revelation. I guess I just had to tell you all. And the thing about it was, before I left out the gate of this apartment, I started playing on my podcast, not my podcast, on my, what is it? Yeah, I know what I mean. I'm so tired. I list the songs. I'll say that. I turned on Lover's Holiday. And y'all go and listen to that song. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I was like, okay, I need to play this. So, y'all listen to that song. Y'all tell me. Leave me a DM. So, I'm going to go ahead and go because I'm really exhausted. And I want to take a bath. Talk to you guys later. And y'all, thanks for being here with me for the last almost year. April, this month here. Make a year for my podcast. And I realized talking to you all too, I was healing talking to you all and had no idea that you all was helping me. So talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.